course, fish reproduce by releasing sperm and eggs into the water, and then the sperm fertilizes the egg, and then the embryo starts developing. And Beard took hundreds and hundreds of specimens of these eggs, starting day one after fertilization, day two after fertilization, day three after fertilization. He was looking to see how that embryo would develop and how its nervous system developed. Prior to Beard, scientists had already recognized that before the embryo actually appears, there's a little tissue that forms in the fish egg called a blastoderm. Nobody knew what it did. It wasn't associated with the embryo. It appeared before the embryo. It was geographically separated from the embryo. It would flourish for a time, to use Beard's terminology, and then would gradually regress as the embryo appeared. It was thought to be some vestigial tissue. You know, when scientists, biologists, can't figure out what something does, it must be vestigial, because someone as smart as a scientist, if it did anything valuable, the scientists would already know. So they just assumed it can't possibly have any value. It was just this vestigial tissue that appeared before the embryo, geographically separated from the embryo, was not part of the embryo, and seemed to have nothing to do with the embryo, and then it would regress as the embryo developed. And it was called the blastoderm. Well, Beard, in his own esoteric, arcane, focused way, decided he was not going to study the development of the embryo itself, which would seem somewhat important. He was going to study this vestigial blastoderm. Why I decided to do that after years of studying his papers, I could never figure out, but thank the Lord that he did.